from Mallorca, Spain. She smiled because I did not understand. Then she held out a 10-pound bag of cocaine. She says it was the finest in the land. And I said, no, 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 I don't, no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No, thank you, please, it only makes me sneeze. Then it makes it hard to find the door. All together now.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
If I keep on saying it, it shall make sense at some point. Joseph is a fruitful tree.
Like this.
Yeah. Brian is a dead branch swept away by the landscapers who keep on interrupting the commercial break. Brian is a branch. Brian is a branch. When I asked them what that meant, they said, I don't fuck if I know. Just keep repeating it.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
The hard ones with the hard ones.
Oh, sometimes it does. Welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Okay. Why? Have you been to Europe? You've been to Europe.
Yes.
Yeah, you went to Europe recently, right?
Mm-hmm.
You and Jeff.
Yes.
When you went to Europe, were you victim of the half shower? Do you know what I'm talking about? The half shower.
Is it similar to the half Hoadley?
Half song Hoadley is not, it's kind of like half song Hoadley. For those of you that don't know, if you ever get with Chrissy on a Saturday night and you guys have been having some libations and you're having some fun and Chrissy goes, let's turn on Spotify. And we're going to listen to a few songs. Chrissy will never, never, not once, ever make it through an entire song. Hence the name Half Song Hoadley.
I get so excited to listen to the next one.
You do. You get very excited to listen to the next one. So then everybody else has got to suffer because we can't listen to the entire song. Hence the name Half Song Hoadley. But we love her nonetheless.
Thank you.
If you don't have libations, sometimes we'll make it through a song. But if you have wondering, just wondering, it turns off a part of your brain that doesn't want to listen to the back half of a song.
I know. Because I get so excited because I put together these playlists. And so I know.
Yes.
Like, all of the songs are my favorite. So.
Yes. Chrissy has, everything's Chrissy's favorite. Like, but can everything really be your favorite?
Jeff has said the same thing.
Okay, well, and I am guilty of this too, so I'm not even going to throw stones.
I should just start saying one of my favorites.
One of your favorites.
Mm-hmm. Favorite.
Every intersection that we would pull up to in Spain, because we rented a car, so I was driving. Uh-huh. Every intersection we would pull up to, I'd go, this is the fucking craziest intersection I've ever seen. And then Astrid would go, Brian, you realize you've said that about every single thing in Spain. And I'm like, well, it's true. And she's like, true or not true? Everything can't be the worst or the best or the most amazing. And she's like, you got to change your verbiage. And yeah. I'm like, you don't. English is your second language. Stop it.
Oh, she's schooling you.
She did school me. Astrid likes to get under my skin every once in a while. It's fun. It's fun for the marriage.
Yes.
So just like that, Chrissy.
I don't know about the half shower.
Okay. Half shower. Let me explain. And those of you who have been to Europe will probably relate to this. Because now I've been to a lot of countries in Europe and all of them have the same thing, which is you have a shower, but if there's a bathtub,
mm-hmm.
the shower glass only covers one quarter of the actual
that's
shower.
What you mean.
Yes.
I didn't know if you mean like the water goes cold or something.
No, okay. I mean
they only
cover half the shower, sometimes not even half, just mm-hmm. a quarter of the shower with glass. So when you get into a shower, inevitably you're making an entire mess
water
all over the floor.
Everywhere.
Yes. And I feel bad for the poor people who got to clean up after me. I'm like, Jesus Christ, I just made a whole fucking mess here in the shower. Why can't you just splurge an extra $500 to cover the rest of the shower with glass? Why do you only have to cover half the shower with glass?
Why don't you put an extra towel down?
Well, don't ask me to do things. What do you expect me to? I'm on vacation. I'm paying people so I can pour water on their floor. I'm just thinking
probably,
about the poor people.
Well, it's probably also, too, a precautionary, like, because it seems like it would be slippery when you came out.
Oh, it's very slippery.
So you should put an extra towel down.
I should have put an extra towel down,
everybody's.
But I didn't do that. You know, I can't go to the bathroom, like, doing my number two. You know, number three is puke. Astrid had the funniest joke, I swear to God.
I thought number three was diarrhea.
No. Number three is puke.
Oh, okay.
Number four we can call diarrhea, but... Astrid goes, I was like at the hotel and Astrid texts me and she's like, well, One of our daughters just made a number three. And I'm like, a number three? What are you talking about? She's like, she just threw up all over the floor. And I was like, that's pretty funny, actually, Esther. Number three. There you go. So I cannot go to the bathroom, number two, without having something under my feet, like a towel or a squatty potty or something.
I love the squatty potties, I have to say.
Oh, that squatty potty, man. I'll tell you what.
It worked.
It's like our first sponsor on the show.
It was.
And then we never heard from them again.
I remember we had a very exuberant, great call with the client.
Yeah, and then she like wrote us this email, and she was like, wow, we're seeing a ton of traffic to the website, and you know it's doing really well. And then crickets.
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 Yeah, where's the noise?
I know. I don't remember. This is why we need somebody else in the studio to do these noises for me, because I'm just not quick enough. Now that the joke's passed 3 minutes ago. You know what else I saw a lot of in Europe that I really wanted to mention? Why do American Instagram influencers have to ruin everything?
They really do.
Everything.
They do.
I'm on the beach. I'm having a moment with my kids. You know, some of them is first time they've ever seen an ocean, let alone be in an ocean. And we're just having a swimmingly day and swimming around. It's just a lovely afternoon, Chrissy.
In Spain.
And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, comes this Instagram model, right? With the thong that doesn't exist, like the tiniest, teeniest, weeniest yes. bikini with her top off. She literally, and so I'm trying to take a picture of my kids in the ocean. And she comes right in the middle of my shot, holds her boobs, and then she's doing this whole number where she's swinging around trying to find the best light for her. This went on for 15 fucking minutes in the background. And I'm like, I can't get a picture of my children in the ocean without getting your naked tits in my shot. Now, I don't mind your naked tits, but do we really have to ruin everything with you finding the exact right pose? Chrissy, it happened everywhere. I saw people setting up cameras, setting up tripods, putting their camera on the seawall. There were famous places where you could take pictures of the ocean or the bluffs or the cliffs or whatever. Everywhere we went, there's a fucking American influencer ruining it for everybody. And I'm fucking sick of it.
Well, I think
it's not that important.
Past a certain age, or below a certain age is maybe the way I should put it, things didn't happen if you don't have a picture of it.
But this is... This drives me crazy. And this gets into something that
have
Astrid
you seen
and I.
Influencers in the wild.
Oh, yes.
The account on Instagram. Yeah, shows those.
This gets into something that's a really hot topic right now. Me and my wife actually got into an argument about this, and we argue very little. Miranda Lambert. Did you see this?
Yes.
The other day, she stopped a concert because someone was bothering everybody else taking a selfie or trying to take a selfie. Mm-hmm. And so Miranda Lambert stopped the concert and she said, if you're not, you know, whatever she said, basically, if you're going to not pay attention to me, sing, and what you're going to do is just take selfies all day long, then leave.
Yes.
Like, let everybody else enjoy the concert. And Astrid was like, I mean, how rude that all these people paid all this money to see them. What's the big deal about taking a selfie? The big deal is this. When I have to watch a concert, I paid $6,000 to see whoever it is. When I have to watch a concert through your phone because you just hold it up the entire time to get a picture, you're not that important. No one fucking cares. Tell me exactly where that video is going to be seen by anyone that matters besides you. And I got news for you. It's 2023. Taylor fucking Swift's songs are going to be on YouTube from the city in which you went to see that concert, Garen fucking Deed. You do not have to take a video yourself. Somebody else is doing it, probably better than you. Stop it. Stop it. Enjoy the moment. Enjoy the show. One picture of your favorite artist, I get it. A 15-second clip of the favorite song and you singing it, I get it.
Yeah.
The entire concert that I have to watch through your fucking phone because I can't see the stage because you're holding your phone up the entire time is awful. It's awful. Stop it.
That's why some of those artists have the no phone thing where you have to put
it in a bag.
Chris
Rock did it. Yep.
Jack White.
Jack White does it. Yeah, there's a lot of artists that are doing this now, and I agree with the artists. Guys, it's 2023. That video is going to be online somewhere. You're not that fucking important. It's just like the commercial break. We think we're sending stuff out to people, and no one fucking cares.
Also, it's going to go in your library of 100,000 other videos and pictures that you have.
Tell me when you're ever going to look at that.
Yeah.
Tell me when you're ever going
to
look at that again.
You're on to the next thing.
Yeah. You're going to post it on your Facebook. No one's going to care, or Instagram or whatever. No one's going to care. You're going to get 50 likes, most 50 likes. And then you know what? It's never to be remembered again. Enjoy the moment. Stop filming the moment. Be there in the moment.
Agreed, Brian. I'm putting it on the
tree. Absolutely. Be there in the moment, stop taking pictures so that I can take pictures of my kids. That's more important.
I'm putting on the treating.
So the entire trip, I'm just bitching and complaining about this. I'm like, why do I have to watch the rest of the world through someone else's camera phone? God damn it. Rah, 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 rah. And Astrid's like, Brian, three words, the commercial break. And I'm like, that's different. How is it different? I don't know, but it is. Why do I have to have my thoughts are on celluloid while your thoughts are somewhere else? I can't stand it. And now let me give you a prime example of what I think is just... Remember we talked about the Instagram influencers who will like put a picture of their vagina on Instagram?
Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag be creative or lose your life.
Live your life. Live your best life.
Creativity is the key to the universe. And what exactly are... Why is your vagina have anything to do with that? I'm not really sure. I'm not making the connection between your vag and creativity.
What's you're that? In Tulum and I your thong.
Yeah, you're in Tulum.
Just follow your dreams.
At a five-star resort that some skincare company sent you to. Yes. And you're like, live your dreams or let them die. And you got your asshole showing. What does your asshole have to do with anybody's dreams? It's like it's not a winning combination. I don't know if anybody else besides Chrissy, I know that people do, but Chrissy and I see the absolute irony in this, and no one else seems to, because it keeps on happening. Now, let me show you a video that encapsulates exactly what these influencers, to the worst of the worst of the worst. Now, I don't know this poor girl. She's got a lot of followers, way more followers than we do on Instagram. So
everybody else has more followers than we do.
Yeah, so there are my grandpa's dead uncle has more followers than I do. It's just insane. But now I just want to share with you just a 45-second example of what drives me crazy about Instagram influencers these days. They are all, every one of them, think they're some kind of spiritual guru.
Yes.
And they're hawking this incredibly insane version of spirituality that is just a mishmash of words that makes no sense whatsoever. I said this, and now it's going viral on the internet. I said, I am a nice person if you don't talk to me. So I realize I'm being a bit of a curmudgeon here, but it makes my stomach turn.
Well, you constantly see it and constantly see it and constantly see it. I mean, it's
you ready? You want me to?
I don't even get on Instagram.
I know. It's awful. You ready? Now, again, I don't know this poor girl, and I know she's just talking from her heart. I'm sure she's a lovely human being, and her Instagram account is full of people who follow her. So I'm not busting on the girl. I want you to tell me, Chrissy, and then I want you, the podcast listener, our listener of the commercial break, that one listener of the commercial break, I want you to tell me whether or not this makes a lick of fucking sense. Okay, are you ready? Do you want to see this?
I do.
Okay, I'm going to show you an audio example of what you visually see on Instagram all the time with these influencers. But this one, this girl's talking. Ready? Here we go.
It's so important to have a creative outlet. It is important because your healing is directly related to your integration and the way that you're integrating. Your healing journey is determined by the way that you are choosing to integrate what you're experiencing. And the reason why I'm huge on creativity, the full permission slip to be your most creative self and express and embody this full pleasure embodiment in your life is because creativity is an outlet by which you are able to integrate and literally alchemize your process and healing and shadow into art.
What in the good fuck was just said there?
Musings by an Instagram.
You are able to integrate your alchemy by integrating the creativity into the healing process.
Into
when
the
you,
shadow.
Yes, into the shadows, Chrissy. Out of the light, into the shadows. Creativity allows you to impugn the healing process upon your absolute best self in all ways and all shapes. The world has to revolve around your little fucking head, and that's the way it goes.
I know.
This is why we're all fucking shitheads in 2023. Is because of this. This. What did she say? I have no idea. You want me to play it again? Would you like to take a stab at trying to decode what exactly she's saying? Because she said nothing. She said nothing. Why is the why is the creative process so important to healing? What?
Well,
you have to alchemize and integrate and in your shadows and the light beam of the source inside of the... I don't even know.
Yeah.
What are we doing? Why is the creative process so important to healing? Creativity is an outlet upon which our emotions... creativity is the conduit upon which our emotions can share. And you know what? That's it. That's all you needed to say.
Yes.
I don't even know where you were alchemizing from. Who's alchemizing?
Well, she was alchemizing in the shadows.
In the shadows, nonetheless.
And she integrated that into her healing process.
Oh, my God. This made my brain hurt. When I saw this, I was like, this is the person I saw in Spain over and over and over again. Not this specific person, but you get what I'm saying. Like, this person. I literally heard some lady at... And Disney adults are the worst, and I'm one of them. Disney,
you are.
Disney adults are the worst. There was a girl in front of us taking a video. Of course, she was from she had an accent that would indicate she was from one of the North American countries, right? Canada, the United States, whatever. And she was in front of me, and she was taking this video, and she was like, "Hey, it's Sheila here to give you an update on Disneyland Paris. We're only waiting 20 minutes for the Peter Pan ride. Here's a tip and trick on how to get around in the Peter Pan ride. If you use your console..." And I'm like, I just wanted to like shake the woman. I wanted to be like, "No one fucking cares. No one. I don't want to be in your video. Stop it. Stop it. Why do we all think we're so important? I don't get it. And I'm saying this as a guy who gets on a microphone for a living every day. I realize the hypocrisy in what I'm saying. But you get the point. Like, we don't have to film every bit of our lives. We don't have to take a picture of every inch of everything that we do. You know what we should do? Stop and enjoy what's going on in the moment. Take a guess at how many pictures I took while we were in Spain.
1,000.
1,126 pictures.
I knew it. You know what's another great way to remember trips is to journal about them.
I did
that when I went to Italy a couple of times. And my sister and I went probably 15 years ago together. And then Jeff and I went closer to the time now. But I journaled. And my sister, when she came to visit, we pulled out the journal. And
oh, you did.
And it was... little things that we totally had forgotten about.
Were you half thought hodly on the journals?
No,
you finished your thought.
Good thought
for you.
Hodly.
That's
yes.
The problem with me journaling is I start a thought and then I get distracted.
Well, what I would do is at the end of every day, I would kind of like recount what we did.
Oh, really?
And what it looked like.
That's
and
cool.
How it expired. Yeah, I would just spend like 10 minutes at the end of every day talking about what that day was. And that was really helpful. Far more helpful than me doing a bunch of videos of, yeah.
I was too busy watching nudity on Spanish TV to actually journal. So at the end of the night, yeah, naked attraction. We'll get to that one.
Oh my God, that was crazy.
That is crazy. And I can't wait to break that video down. I think we recorded an episode with a show called Naked Attraction, which we talked about here before, where it's a wild dating show. And
it's
of course,
horrifying and fascinating all at the same time. You can't look away.
You can't look away.
But you also feel horrified that these people are just standing there.
Butt ass naked.
Being
judged from head to toe. We'll do that. We'll do that episode coming up real soon. I promise we'll get to that. It'll be the most controversial and edited episode of the commercial break ever, because it certainly won't go on YouTube. That's for sure. But we'll do it here on the audio version so you can hear what we have. But I just, the entire trip, I was just like, I guess I was extra sensitive to all of the filming that was going on around me at all times. I really just recognized how prolific cameras have become in our lives. Mm-hmm. We stayed in an Airbnb in a place called Valencia. And in that Airbnb, there were three separate cameras, one in the hallway, one in the kitchen, and one right when you walked in the door. Cameras. And I was like, this is can't be good.
Right.
Like, you can't have...
Or legal.
Have, or legal. How can you film me while I'm in your Airbnb without telling me and having me sign some kind of consent form? Now, I don't know Spanish law, but apparently what it was is that the police will give you these cameras so that if an incident is going on inside of your house, they can turn it on to see what's going on, to give them some kind of indication of what is happening inside of the house.
That's what they're telling
you. That's what they're telling you. Yeah. And then my aunt-in-law was saying, well, it's illegal for them to turn those cameras on unless you've called the police and there's an incident at your house. And I'm like, yeah, okay. Thank God we can trust the government.
Right.
Thank God we can trust the government to keep us all safe.
Oh, okay. I mean, it's cool then.
Yeah, what a load of horseshit. You think I believe that the government doesn't turn those cameras on? They're recording everything. And it was so unnerving to me. But then outside of the house, then I realized just how much filming is always going on with everybody. And the sadness wasn't like my frustration and irritation didn't come from the fact that I was being filmed unwittingly by everybody else. No one cares. No one's going to know who I am or see me in the background or whatever. What I did think to myself is the sadness about, why don't you just enjoy the moment? Like, why do we have to do this? We go to this Disneyland Paris. We go to the Lion King show, whatever, right? The kids mm-hmm. like Lion King. We go to the Lion King show. Me and my one of my kids could not enjoy the show because the lady in front of us put her camera this the entire time, right in front of us, put that camera, and I had to watch the show through the camera. So toward the end of the show, I started going,
That's hilarious.
So now, when she goes back to watch that video or post it on her Facebook where no one gives a fucking shit, all she's going to hear for the last 10 minutes is me going,
Ole!
Ole, 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 no le, no way, no way, no way. I'm sorry, lady. I had to do it. You should have known better than to put your camera.
If you want to put
your camera in front of your own eyes then okay. If I'm not being irritated, but she literally put it so she could watch the show, but the rest of us had to look at it through her fucking video camera, through her fucking iPhone. Awful, awful, just disgustingly awful. We should have stopped this a long time ago. When guys like my dad were carrying around that big box VHS thing, we should have stopped right then. Uh-huh. We should have told everybody, stop, put that fucking box away. Stop it. That's why flip phones are becoming popular again, because people are like, you know what? I don't want to have anything to do with 2023. Yeah. Flip phones are back. Did you know that?
I like that.
Yeah, one of those major carrier companies is now selling a flip phone. And I think the flip phone only texts and takes still images.
That's all you need.
You know, 10 frames per second or something like that. Whatever. I would happily, I would be okay with, at least at shows, like concerts, shows, and stuff like that, I would totally be okay with, you got to put your phone in a... in bag. One of those sealed bags, mm-hmm. and you know, turn on your vibrator if you need an emergency. If you have an emergency or something, turn on your vibrator. Turn on your vibrator.
Vibrator emergency.
I would totally be okay with just like an instituted policy across the board where you cannot videotape inside of a show, mm-hmm. period, end of sentence.
And you'll make it. I promise. I mean, like I said, I just went to that Jack White show and it was so nice. Actually, you don't actually also have the pressure to like, well, I've got to check my phone. Should I check it? Should I
take a picture?
Since I have it here. It was just like, it wasn't an option.
You know, when you take a picture at a Jack White show, when Jack White invites you backstage to take a picture,
yes.
that's when you take a picture at the Jack White show. Or he bends down and grabs your, you know, some artists will grab a camera and take a picture or whatever. That I get. I side with Miranda Lambert here a little bit.
I do too.
It's like you're singing your heart out for all of these people and two fucking yahoos in the front are making it miserable for the rest of us. You know, I don't know about calling them out necessarily, but I understand her frustration.
Yes, in the moment.
Yeah, they did pay a lot of money to see Miranda Lambert and they should be able to take pictures because there's no rules against it. But I do understand Miranda's frustration and her anger.
Well, it must have really been going on for a while because...
That's what I told Astrid.
Yeah, you don't just do it quickly. You know, hey, here's a shot and Miranda's in the background.
Yeah.
It must have been going on for a while.
That's how I felt like I won the argument with Astrid. I was like, listen, Astrid, there's more to this than we see. Like, clearly... It wasn't just one picture they took and then Miranda got upset. No, of course not. They must have been irritating people for a long time trying to take the perfect selfie mm-hmm. with Miranda in the background. Mm-hmm. And that's not why Miranda's on stage and that's not why you came to the show. You came to the show to enjoy Miranda singing. So let Miranda sing. Just let her do her thing. Of course, they have, you know, everyone has a camera and they all have permission to take pictures because it doesn't say otherwise. But don't make it a fucking miserable experience for everybody behind you. That mm-hmm. sucks, man. That fucking sucks.
Yeah, the people behind these people, I'm sure, paid the same amount. Whatever, thousands of dollars.
Right. Exactly.
You know? So
that's right. When I went to Lion King, I paid the exact same amount. Everyone paid $10,000 for the privilege of having their child at Disneyland, fucking Paris. I'm gonna stop. I got to find a new hobby for the kids. Like, Disney's out. Yeah, so expensive.
You've done a ton of Disney stuff.
Well, yeah, that's what you do when you have kids. I mean, you know, the kids love Disney, and I do too. Like, the kids love Disney, and I do too. And I'm not, you know, taking the bait on all this woke bullshit. It's just kids shows. I mean, that's it. That's it. It's kids shows and kids sing, and that's what kids like. So you know what? Take them when you can. But here's what I've determined. For the next 5 to 10 years, we're not going to any of the lands, the worlds, the lands, any of that stuff. Like, maybe we'll go on a cruise
the
again.
Cruise.
But it's just too much. It's a sensory overload for the kids and for the parents. And when I looked around at one moment when I was there, I looked around. Anybody under 5 years old was either crying, throwing a fit, throwing up, or sleeping.
I know. So I know, right?
I thought to myself, I like had a moment of clarity where I was like, this is too much for these children. It's too much. Like, it's too much overload.
It is.
It's dinging and donging and rides and all this other stuff.
Characters, yeah.
I have determined that, and they don't fucking remember it.
Well, I was going to say, my parents waited until we were, like, in middle school before we went to Disney.
Okay.
And I remember that.
Yeah.
And I remember it being a fantastic experience. I was old enough where I could, you know, if I'm hungry, I can eat. You know what I mean? Like, with the kids, you don't know why they're crying. Maybe they're hungry. Maybe they're tired.
Well,
maybe
certainly some of my children are way too young to even be in a park like that. Like, you know, you take them, but you're basically just dragging them along on your adventure. And so, whatever, that's fine. A couple of them, I think, are old enough to maybe remember bits and pieces of it. But I didn't go to Disney for the first time until I was like 8 or 9 or 10 years old either. But then once the can opened, then forget about it. I was a million times. Yeah, I don't know. There's something about that Disney World specifically that's just kind of like, it's a place where you go and then you're encapsulated with all
magical.
Of this. It's magical. That's right. And I realize that there's so many cynics out there right now. And, you know, oh, Disney World, they're grooming our children.
Grooming their children? I haven't heard this.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, Disney's grooming our children to be gay and child molesters and homosexuals and transsexual people. It's like, guys, do you have to ruin fucking everything? Do you have to ruin everything? Can't you just ruin a few things? Like, don't ruin everything. I can't drink Bud Light anymore. I can't go to Disney World. I can't play with bar. You know, I can't go to the Barbie movie. It's like, why are we so worried about any of this stuff? Why are our balls so twisted up over the silliness? Tell me where Disney is grooming anybody. I've never seen a movie where my children are getting groomed to be homosexual.
No,
and I've watched a lot of Disney movies. Yeah. And it's just silliness. And you know what? It happens on the left too. So I'm not just singling out the right. Also, the cancel culture is out of control. Like, hey, we're canceled. Canceled. Why? Because you said he. Okay, all right. Settle down. Everyone settle down. So I like the Disney, but I think the Disney is a little too much for the kids that are that young.
I think so, too. I mean, my sister came in town and we went to the Fernbank, and I think I was telling you about this, where it was sensory overload. There were so much. There were huge dinosaur bones, and then there were live animals, and then there was this, and there was that. There was the play area. My sister at the end, she was like, don't make eye contact with them. They're getting sensory overload. There's going to be a meltdown. Sure enough.
There was a meltdown.
There was a meltdown.
That's it. Yeah. That's all it takes. It just takes one little tap of the shoulder if they're in the wrong mood, and then it's a full meltdown. And the thing is, when you go to one of these parks, what you see is that almost everybody under the age of 6 is having some kind of meltdown because it's just too fucking much. So I'm not worried
about...
So you're
going to do maybe small doses? What are you going to do? Do a little Disneyland experience in your yard, front yard?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm
going
to build a Pirates of the Caribbean. You know, like when during the pandemic and people were like building rides in their house to say, oh, we can't go to Disney, but here I made a whole Pirates of the Caribbean. That is taking it too fucking far. Here's my thing about playing with the kids. If I have to build or take down anything, I'm out. Like, I'm just out.
I'll come put up some stuff. I like putting stuff together.
Let's watch 90 Day Fiancé. What do you say, kids? Come on. Come gather around and watch Naked Attraction. Let's see some labias. Who wants to see some pussy lips? Who? Oh, come on, kids. Come on over here. It's just a body. No one cares.
It's natural.
It's all natural. Speaking of all natural, last episode, you and I were reviewing a video of a group called
Radical Dudes.
Radical Dudes.
For Christ.
Hey, why are you so radical? For Christ. In the 80s, there was a group of guys, buff, obvious, probably roided out guys, that went around and sold out arenas, smashing bricks with their head and their hands and kicking people in the face and breaking ribs and doing all these manly things for Christ, because that's how you show your love for Christ.
Yeah,
you prove it by breaking 20 bricks with your head. I'm not really sure. Or, I don't know. Maybe the I'm not going to say that. Never mind. I don't want to get canceled. So it's the group is called The Power. And we reviewed part of this video, and this guy was giving his testimonial about how he got hooked on beer and a lot of cocaine. He was using the word cocaine
every third word.
Yeah. He obviously was and probably still is, as of this video, addicted to cocaine. Because this guy is sweating like a beast. He's wearing full parachute pants, full parachute jumper. I mean, the guy is all over the place. So I thought we'd go back. He's got more to say. We just caught a couple minutes of it. He's got more to say. Let's take a listen to it. Part two of The Power. Chrissy, I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do like to do.
TCB.
Hey, everybody. It's your favorite part of the show where I pine for more of your attention. First way you can help fill this hole in my soul, go to Apple and leave us a positive review. It takes 2 seconds out of your day and it really does help grow the show. But there's no quid pro quo here. You don't have to give us anything to get something for free. Go to tcbpodcast.com, hit the contact us button and send us your physical address. We'll send you a 21 EPM sticker directly to your locale. You can also go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak for fully edited episodes the same day they air here on the audio feed. 855-TCB-8383 is where you go to drop us a text message. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas. We take them all at 1-855-TCB-8383. Add the commercial break on Instagram if you're into that kind of thing. And TCB podcast on TikTok. It's what I hear the kids are doing. It's all the rage. One last thing. If you could, if you will, if you would, visit our sponsors' websites. Buy their products if you're in the market for them. And always use our specialized URLs or codes when and if you can. They pay our bills, and who knows, you may be the reason we have electricity in the studio tomorrow, and I thank you ahead of time for that kind gesture. Let's listen to those sponsors for a few minutes, and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break.
Hey, Podcast Universe, it's Christina, executive producer for The Commercial Break, and we are so excited to let you know that Rocket Money is sponsoring part of the show. We've all done it. Gotten a little wine drunk and started a free trial so you could watch a new show, only to find yourself looking at your bank account a few weeks later wondering why you have a Starz subscription. I mean, maybe that's a little specific to me, but I know you've done something similar. But that doesn't even matter anymore because I have Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. Just like me, over 80% of people have subscriptions they forgot about, and chances are you're one of those people too. Rocket Money quickly and easily finds your subscriptions, and for any you don't want to pay for anymore, just hit cancel and they cancel it for you. Fabulous. Rocket Money also helps you manage all your finances in one place and automatically categorizes your expenses, so you can easily track your budget in real time. So, Dad, if you're listening, I have it all under control. Go to rocketmoney.com/TCB to join the over 3 million people who have already used Rocket Money. It saved the average person up to $720 a year. So go to rocketmoney.com/TCB. Get rid of your unwanted subscriptions and take control of your finances today with Rocket Money. That's rocketmoney.com/TCB. And thanks, Rocket Money, for being a sponsor of The Commercial Break.
Let's take a look at some more of The Power.
I have the power.
I have the power by the power of Grayskull.
I loved that show.
So good.
Ooh, you're a radical. You're breaking it with your bricks. You're shrinking your dicks with Oxycontin and cocaine.
Wait, hold on. Hold, please. Why did it just cut to a construction worker guy?
Well, the construction worker is setting up 15 blocks of ice, which this guy is then going to get in a three-point football stance, and he's going to break. That's what we're watching on the television. He gets back to talking here in a second. But if you want to go youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, you can check this out as this buffed up, hopped up way high guy, he's going to run through 20 bricks of ice. Yeah, but why is the guy wearing a construction outfit?
Hey, boss, I can construct these 15 bucks of ice for you. You want me to take off the construction outfit?
No. Safety first. Safety first. I'm going to break this ice with my head. Safety first. Did you get any cocaine? We got some cocaine running around here if you want some. You want some cocaine?
Brad Tuttle, 6 foot four, 310 pounds. Brad, give it everything you've got.
6 foot four, 310 pounds. This guy is. He is a monster of a man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the most ice Brad's ever done.
Sick of the world giving me back nothing, and I know a doctor's not going to give me what I want. And I know a psychiatrist is not going to give me what I want.
Wait, did he break it?
I don't know. So here's, you got to watch this. Like, along with the audio of the terrible song, I know I try and do stuff where you don't have to watch in order to get the gist of it, right? But here, you should go to youtube.com/thecommercial. When I tell you to go, I promise you, you won't be disappointed. This guy, they set up, they stand up 20 blocks of ice that are about 2 inches thick.
The construction worker did.
Yeah, he has safety goggles on. Ice. I don't know what's going on. And then they tape a pillow to the very end one so that he can run. He can go in a three-point stance like football, run about 30 feet, and then use his shoulder to break all of the ice. However,
except we didn't see the break.
Yeah, in the video, it literally stops, stop motion, when he hits the brick, when he hits the ice. When he hits the pillow, it just stops. We don't see if he actually broke anything.
Yeah, then
he
probably didn't. To him.
He probably broke his clavicle is what he broke.
Yeah.
That's what a dum-dum.
And I walked over to my wife, and my wife's mother and father, they're born-again Christians. And I walked over to Jane, and I looked her right in the eye.
I want to have sex with a prostitute. Does anybody want any cocaine?
And I said, honey, I said, how do you do it? She said, what do you mean? I said, how
do you get that how do you wrap that hand around and grab my balls when you're on top of me? How do you do that? Show me again.
Hey, Mom. Hey, Dad. So I want to talk to my wife for a sec.
How do you do it?
Well, I do it. She said, what do you mean? I said, how do I pray? I said, how do I pray? My wife popped up off the couch. She grabbed my hand. We knelt down together in our apartment.
Hold on. Let's think about this for a minute. So are you telling me that he was this cocaine alcoholic? But he was married.
He was married.
And she was a born-again Christian.
And her parents were.
And she married him.
And she married him. Yeah. He was a cocaine hopped up guy who was addicted to beer.
Steroids.
And steroids. And probably a lot of other stuff. And psychiatrists weren't going to help him. And doctors weren't going to help him. Mm-mm. But he asked his wife, how do you pray?
Yeah, and she popped up.
She knelt down and she said, this is the prayer I say every night. Dear Lord, please let my husband die. Quietly in the night. And please let the insurance premiums be paid.
That don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior might be here tonight and you think, what's this young man talking about? I'm a big tough guy. I can handle life on my own. I can make it on my own. But let me tell you something. You can't make it on your own. And I came to that realization for
you. You can't make it on your own.
They're showing it through the block of ice. That's dripping.
Yeah. Who directed this? Christopher Nolan?
That's one of the funniest parts of this thing is they're getting a shot.
They're getting a shot
through
the ice.
Yes,
there's a production quality on this is A+. Who's your editor? Brian Green? What's going on back there?
Years ago when I got on my knees, and just like the Bible says, like a small child, I humbled myself. I raised my hands up in the air. And I said a small prayer with my wife together. We said it together. We prayed together. My wife led me through the sinner's...
Dear God, let D be awake right now. Let D be awake. Call me back. I've said many a prayer in that state. Please call me back, D. Please. It's only 4:30 in the morning. I just talked to you 2 hours ago. You're not up anymore? Really?
It's your business.
Prayer.
It's your business. Your business is to deliver drugs to me.
I said, Jesus Christ, I know I'm a sinner. Come into my life right now and be my Lord and be my Savior. And when I said that small little prayer, I stood up on my feet, and just like the Bible says, I became a brand new creature in Christ. Old things were passed away, and everything became brand spanking new. Everything was brand new in my life.
Whoa.
Wow. Everybody's got the same origin story when it comes to this kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? It was that one moment when they're at their lowest, and then they just said a prayer and everything turned around for them.
Which, not to knock that, nope, for those of that it works, but this seems fantastical.
No. Yeah, it does seem fantastical. But to be fair, like, you're up there entertaining people. Yeah. We also tell fish tales here on the... Like, you have to make it entertaining, right? Yeah. Not everything is 100% true. He probably prayed... Then went to rehab.
Yes.
Then did some more cocaine. Then went back to rehab.
Relapse.
Yeah. Then cheated on his wife a couple more times. Then prayed again. And mm-hmm. He probably prays every time he gets in trouble just to make his wife happy. Just like, how do you do it? How do you do it? Teach me how to pray. I just fucked your sister. Sorry about that. Teach me how to pray. Let's pray that away.
I'm a sinner.
I'm a sinner. You know, this is like an old, this is a, I've said this before on the commercial break. When you go to these mega churches, when you go to these Christian concerts, when you go to these revivals, when you go to these, you know, big hype them up kind of things that a lot of Christianity seems to be geared toward these days, big productions, music that goes on forever and ever, swooning music you can sing along to. Yeah, rock stars. The same way that a concert manipulates your emotions and then you eventually come to a crescendo where it's like that moment when you get chills and the hair stands up in the back of your head. Someone could tell you to rob a bank in that moment. You might do it because you're just so emotionally charged by what's going on. And it is created to do that for you. It is, they are simply fucking with your physiology. That's it. This is the same thing that this guy is doing right here. Same exact thing. There's only one difference. This guy's 310 pounds. He can do a lot more cocaine than those preachers can.
And
you know what
has,
I'm saying?
And he has ice.
Oh.
that's the cherry on top.
Remember when we were calling crystal meth ice for a few days? I was like, ice. You got any ice? Remember when I went to that party with those swingers, the chiropractor swingers?
Yes.
Yeah. That's what they were calling the stuff they were smoking. Ice. Because it sounds a lot cooler.
Yeah.
Yeah. White people call it ice. Everybody else calls it crystal meth.
Why am I crazy for Jesus? Why am I a radical for Jesus? Because the next day I had no desire to put alcohol in my body. I had no desire to put drugs inside of me. I didn't want to listen to the rock and roll music. I just want to listen to music that uplifted my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'll tell you something. That's why I'm radical. That's why I'm radical.
That's untrue.
I'm radical. I stopped doing cocaine. I went for the heroin.
That's untrue. I'll just tell you that. If you have a true addiction, you don't just the next day stop.
No. I mean, you do. It's called jail. Right. I mean, when you go to jail, that's when you stop, or you go to, you're like incarcerated in some kind of psychiatric facility.
Yeah, forced to.
Yeah. You don't just stop doing cocaine overnight. Take it from someone who knows. You don't stop doing cocaine overnight. You usually stop sometime in the early morning. That's when you stop. First of all. Second of all, it just doesn't turn off like that. Although I guess it kind of does. Like, I mean, at least for me, I just woke up one. When Astra told me she was pregnant, that's when that's when I prayed to the Lord.
There was a major thing, event.
Yeah. Oh, he did break the ice. Well, some of the ice. I'm radical! Oh my God, that looked like it hurt. He ran into the ice. That looked like it hurt.
Why is he running into the ice?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
Verse 22.
I have no idea.
It says...
I have no idea what that has to do with Christ or the Lord. I don't get it. I thought it was like fishes and loaves. I didn't think it was like ice and bricks.
Yeah.
Joseph is a fruitful tree. A fruitful tree by a well. His branches run over the wall.
Is a tree by the creek, down by the whacking tree.
The whacking tree.
Joseph is a well down by the whacking tree. This guy talking about.
When they read that to me today, I said, what does that mean? They said, listen, John Jacobs. Joseph, in one translation, is a fruitful tree. a fruitful tree by a...
If I keep on saying it, it shall make sense at some point. Joseph is a fruitful tree.
Like in a spray.
Yeah.
Brian is a dead branch swept away by the landscapers who keep on interrupting the commercial break. Brian is a branch. Brian is a branch. When I asked them what that meant, they said, I don't fuck if I know. Just keep repeating it.
Well, his branches run over the wall.
Means he's got a big dick.
Mm-hmm.
My branches also run over the wall. The Lego wall.
The title of this little sermonette is A Wall, A Well, and the Will of God.
Did he call it a sermonette?
He calls it a sermonette. That's kind of a cute name for it.
It is, yeah. It kind of sounds like Smurfette.
Hey, girl, I'm going to do a sermonette. My branches are about to run over your wall. You know what I'm saying? Joseph is a tree, and Joseph is the name I gave my dick. Joseph is a tree, fruitful near your well. Let me stick my branches over your wall.
A wall, a well, and the will of God. How many of you understand that Joseph had a lot of walls in his life? When he was 17 years old in the Bible.
How many of you understand? Yeah, I heard a rousing yes. People are like, what is he talking about? And why does he have so much duct tape around his hand? His hands are duct taped 300 times. This is the weirdest thing. Why are we doing this for Christ? I don't understand.
I don't know, but I love the PA guy in the background who's like checking his phone back before we
checking
had
his
phones.
Phone. He had a beer in his hand last episode.
Joseph was given a dream by God. And when he told his brothers his dream, his brothers said, oh, we can't take this guy any longer. And how many remember in the Bible where his brothers sold him into slavery? They put him...
What?
Okay. I do not pretend to know
every
verse in the Bible.
No.
But that happened.
Joseph got sold into slavery?
His brothers? They were like, we can't take this guy
can't
anymore.
Can't take anymore? You get him to slavery? Yeah. That's awful. That is awful. Who the... That's an awful family.
Has Kevin ever tried to sell you?
No. Not that I know of. He might now. He might be like, wait, that's a thing?
Yeah, you can do that.
You can do that? The Bible was so long ago. You could twist this passage up in all kind of ways. Literally, the tree could be a dick. The brick, the well could be a... Like, you could make this, twist this into any... This is why the Bible is so subjective.
Yes.
And people who try and make it objective, like, this is absolute fact. This makes no sense whatsoever.
In a pit. And it resulted in him being sold into slavery. How many of you understand he was up against the wall? He was sitting in a pit. He didn't deserve it. How many know things happen to our lives we don't deserve and we can't help?
Why do I keep on asking you if you understand when you are not responding?
You got to know this about crowd work. If it's not working, go the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph was in a pit.
Joseph was in a pit. Did you say dick? Who said that? I thought you said dick. What does that have to do with anything? You said Joseph was on a dick. How many of you can hear?
By his own brothers. How many of you realize a lot of teenagers are in a pit, put there by their own friends? But did he deny God?
Blame the
up?
Friends.
Yeah, blame the friends.
What if they're the problem?
Blame the guy who sold me LSD behind the Texaco my first time. I was definitely in a pit, but it was a different kind of pit.
Did he sell his dream? No. How many know he went from the pit to being sold into slavery into Egypt? He was in a person's house called Potiphar, and Potiphar?
Now this just all sounds made up. Potiphar. I've read the Bible at least four times due to contractual obligations with my grade school and high school. This is what? Potiphar? You mean Pucifer? Potiphar. What?
Owned Joseph. He bought him as a slave. How many of you realize that Potiphar so bought Joseph, and Joseph became the most important person in Potiphar's house. Until one day, Potiphar's wife said, "Why don't you go to bed with me, handsome young man, 18 years
old." I'm liking this story. Never heard it before, but it's interesting. Now you got me. Now you got me. Now I'm interested. All right, tell me more.
18 years old. Here came this older lady saying, "Come on, come on. Why don't you go to bed with me? How many blue..."
Come on, come on. Suck my balls. Give me a hand, Shandy.
No, the woman was asking Joseph.
I know. Yeah. No. She's like, "Come on, come here.
Come
yeah.
on, come to bed with me.
Put a spit a finger in my butt."
Joseph was up against the wall. If he yelled for help, she could lie. If he went to bed with her, it was wrong.
They could do it against the wall, too.
What's that?
They could do it against the wall.
They probably were doing it against the wall.
She was asking
him to Potiphar, Pucifer, Lucifer, they were all hanging out together. This is just an early version of Sister Wives. Exactly. That's all that is. Brother husbands.
Brother husbands.
Up against the wall. He didn't compromise. He didn't give up. How many remember she yelled out and framed him? And how many know she told everybody that he tried to rip her clothes off? And how many know Joseph didn't deserve it? He didn't deserve it. But things...
Just like I was accused recently.
Of ripping a woman's clothes off?
Of ripping a woman's clothes off. I was framed. I didn't do it. I was up against the wall. I had my branches and the, you know, the stuff, the wall and the well and that shit. You know, Potiphar. I screamed, "What about Potiphar?" How many of you heard the allegations recently?
He does keep asking that.
I ripped, how many of you? That I tried to sleep with your preacher's wife. Potiphar. How many of you realize that Potiphar... also did something wrong, and he was wrongly accused. How many of you believe me?
Happened to us, we don't deserve. How many realize sometimes tough things and bad things happen to good people?
Why are we always yelling?
Also, if you're doing cocaine and getting drunk, I don't know that you don't deserve, like, to not hold down a job or something.
Yeah, listen.
Like, you can't say that. I don't deserve it. All I want to do is sit around and do coke and drink all day.
That's right.
Damn it.
Yeah, I'm doing blow. I'm cheating on my wife. I'm drinking. I'm addicted to the beer.
I don't deserve this bad fortune.
You don't I don't deserve this. It's just like Potiphar. This reminds me of Potiphar. It all goes back to Potiphar. Fucking Potiphar. Fucking Potiphar let me in the house with his hot ass wife. I can't go anywhere because I'm a dentured slave. I got the tree branches and the trunks and the well. I'm ripping clothes off. I don't know.
She said, "When I was a child, I was molested." I said, "Honey, it wasn't your fault."
Who
said
that?
Did
we skip?
Yeah, no. I didn't do anything. I just pressed play like I normally do. Of course, that doesn't mean much.
We've gone to molestation. Somebody's telling him about they got molested?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
How many realize Joseph was put in the prison? Joseph was put in the prison! How many believe it'd be a bummer to be put in the prison when you didn't deserve anything?
Yeah, real bummer.
Yeah, what a bummer. Yeah, ask guys who are like, you know, falsely accused of something, spent 20 years of their life in jail. Ask them if that's a bummer. Bummer, dude. Yeah. Bummer, dude. Sorry about your 32 years of incarceration, but cool, you're out. Sweet. Sweet, cool. What's that? That's a telephone. You never seen one of those? No, man, that's a television. It's like where pictures move and stuff. No, you don't remember that? No? Bummer. Bummer, dude. You got a lot to catch up on. What's that? Straight into a retirement home? You lost the best years of your life? Bummer, dude. What's that? It's because you were falsely accused of raping somebody? Bummer, dude. Bummer. Have you ever heard the story Potiphar? Let me make you feel a little better. So stupid.
But while he was in prison, everything he did prospered. And the Bible says God was with him in the pit, in Potiphar's house, and in prison. And they put Joseph in charge of all the prison. And how many remember?
What a great day for Joseph. Sorry about your false incarceration.
You got control of the prison.
Yeah, but you get control of the prison. That's cool, right? Bummer about all those false accusations, but now you're in charge of the lunatics. Everything you've done here has prospered. You did that little arts and crafts thing. Remember you planted a little tomato seed? Look at that. You got a whole tomato plant growing over there. I mean, I know prison sucks, but you got a tomato plant? What more could you ask for?
Oh, my God.
Bummer, dude.
Bummer.
Oh, Potiphar, Pucifer, Lucifer, and the power. Go Google it. The power. If you want to see the whole video, it's about an hour and a half long. If you could sit through it. If your ears can handle all the screaming. It's like an episode of The Commercial Break. It's just very loud and obnoxious. Yep. For sure. All right. Well, now that I have spent half the episode on my high horse about influencers, I'm going to ask you to go help us be influencers. YouTube.com/The Commercial Break. We would love to get to 5,000 subscribers. Do us a favor. Go to... That sounds so pathetic. 5,000 subscribers. Of course, we would add any... We would die for 5,000 subscribers. So, YouTube.com/The Commercial Break. Please go there and subscribe to The Commercial Break YouTube channel. It's all about perspective. When you have one listener, you'll take two. When you have four, you'll take eight. That's just the way that it is. So we'll take 5,000. We certainly would appreciate it. YouTube.com/The Commercial Break. Fully edited episodes the same day they air here on the audio feed. Ish. Ish.
Yeah. It's Potiphar's fault.
Yeah, it's Potiphar's fault. Morgan does a great job with those videos. Go check them out. At The Commercial Break on Instagram. TCB Podcast on TikTok. Follow us all those places and make sure you go to tcbpodcast.com, www.tcbpodcast.com. All the audio, all the video right there at one location for you to digest. And some of you are. We just got an Instagram message from a lady we've been talking to for a long time, a trucker friend of ours. She has now listened to the entire catalog twice.
I know.
That's insane.
You go, girl.
You go, girl. And she's making a bunch of memes about us. We'll put them up on air. TCBpodcast.com. You get your free sticker. What would Frankie do? Drop us your address and we'll send you that sticker. Also, 855-TCB-8383. That's 855-TCB-8383. Toll free from anywhere in the world. Questions, comments, concerns, and content ideas. All right, Chrissy, I guess that's all I can do for today.
I think so.
So I'll tell you that I love you.
I love you.
I'll say best to you.
And best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.